Invite you to turn this evening to Acts chapter 13. Pick up the reading in verse 44. We join Paul and Barnabas, their first missionary journey in the middle of their time in Pisidian Antioch. The next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. But when the Jews saw the crowd, they were filled with jealousy and they began to contradict what was spoken by Paul, reviling him. And Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly, saying, "It was necessary that the word of God be spoken first to you, since you thrust it aside and judged yourselves unworthy of eternal life. Behold, we are turning to the Gentiles. For the Lord has commanded us, saying, 'I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth.' And when the Gentiles heard this, they began rejoicing and glorifying the word of the Lord, and as many as were appointed to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was spreading throughout the whole region, but the Jews incited the devout women of the high standing and the leading men of the city, stirred up persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and drove them out of their district. But they shook off the dust from their feet against them, and went to Iconium, and the disciples were filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit." Let's pray together. Father, we have been before your face for some 90 minutes now, pouring out our hearts in adoration, confession, thanksgiving. And now in petition, we come in petition knowing that you are our Father, and as such, you are good. You desire to give good gifts to your children. Which one of us, if we asked for a fish, would be given a serpent, or if we asked for a loaf of bread, would be given a stone? We come to you because you are our Father who is in heaven. You are seated at the place of authority and power, and all the universe stands at your feet. It is yours to command, for you created it and you have redeemed it. But we come as well tonight to petition you because we have great need. Father, as you look down and you see this world you have created, surely you recognize that things are not as they were supposed to be. Surely we are right when we say, it sure feels like a mess here. And so, Lord, we come and we ask that you would come among us and that you would do your work and you would awaken society. Those who do not know you as Lord and Savior, those who do not experience you as love and mercy and light and joy. Father, as we read this passage tonight, our hearts are drawn to the Gentiles who, hearing the word of God, began rejoicing and glorifying the word of the Lord. They responded to that which they heard. And Lord, this is our prayer for our time and for our place, for the people that we go to the grocery store with, the people that we sit next to in school or in our office cubicle, the people that we share our street with, we talk to them when we shovel our sidewalks or rake our leaves. Father, our great desire is that those who are apart from you would know you. Lord, we're drawn to this because we know what it's like. We know what it's like to be broken. We know what it's like to be in bondage. We know what it's like to be belittled and beleaguered and to be away from you. We know what that's like. Father, may we never forget it, and may we never grow cold in our affection towards those around us. May we always have the humility and the love and the grace, as one beggar to another, showing them where they might find bread, where we can go together to receive the bread of life. So, Father, as we think about the awakening of our society, we think about the various places where cultures are shaped. We think about our homes. Think about grandparents and parents and kids. Lord, so often as grandparents, we can feel like our job is done. We can feel like the time is ours and just go forward, pass our days. Father, I pray that you would rise up the generation that is retired, who are grandparents, to be passionate about their kids in their home, to be passionate about the kids on their street, to be passionate about that one boy who keeps walking across the yard, who loses the ball in the bushes, but he doesn't have a father at home and he doesn't have a mother. And Lord, we pray that you would stir in us bowels of compassion. We pray for parents. Lord, we know how difficult it is to be parents today. We go to work. There's always more month at the end of our money. Father, there are so many concerns. There are so many challenges in raising kids, technology, immorality. Father, we need you. Do a work among parents, both in the church, outside of the church. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would be powerfully at work in the lives of parents because we know that they are so important in the lives of our young people. And we pray for our young people. And Lord, we would be so bold to pray that our young people today, who we often throw stones at, who we often say that generation doesn't understand work, that generation is so tied up in their technology, that generation this, that generation that, Lord, we pray that they would lead us. We pray that you would do a work in our young people, that they would be so sick and tired of the lifestyle that we have set for them, a lifestyle of going and pursuing and climbing the ladder and getting more and acquiring stuff, that they would be sick and tired of it and they would call us to repentance and they would lead us into greater realms of your grace and your glory. Father, we pray for other places where culture is shaped. We think about Hollywood. We think about Nashville, New York. We think about the media, whether it be print or the social medias. We think about those who are directing and producing films. We think about those who are shaping our minds so much, the music that is played on the radios and we listen to. Lord, we know as a church that we are as immersed in our culture as anybody. But we also know that our culture speaks so loudly. The media speaks so loudly into our time and place. And we pray that you would be at work, that your word would be at work in the hearts of those who are shaping this message. May they be struck with a new fear of God. May they realize that life is not a game and that your mercy is so sweet and the invitation is so great and that there is life found in no other name given under heaven save that of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we think of those in our country right here on Leonard Street tonight who are worshiping another God. We live in a pluralistic society. We know that that can be a scary thing. It's frightening for many of us. We don't understand, so we are afraid. We're afraid of the Muslim. We're afraid of the Hindu. We're afraid. But Lord, these people are lost. There is a real lack of joy in their lives. They look for happiness, but it cannot be found. Lord, we ask that you would make their own worship of these false gods to be dust in their mouth, that it would be displayed as the broken cistern that it is. Father, and in this, give us love. Give us love as your church for those who are different than us. Our country is racked by racial tensions. Right or wrong, whoever is at fault, it doesn't matter. We know that one day we will all be before your thrones, every tribe, tongue, people, and nation. And Lord, we pray that as your church, we would be leaders in that here today. Lord, we need society to awaken. We need the church to be at the forefront of showing the true message of what your blood has done, broken down every dividing wall of hostility that stands before us, Greek and Jew, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free. Lord, there are no dividing walls in Christ. And so we pray that you would awaken us to that. Break down the dividing walls that are in our society. Lord, we thank you for the story that we are a part of. None of us really ever can know what we are to do until we know what story we belong to. Lord, we belong to your story. It's a story of love, a story of redemption, a story of grace, a story of mercy, a story where the weak is greater than the strong, where the foolish is greater than the wise, and where we have a part to play in the train of our great Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray in his strong, sweet name. Amen.
The last scripture in the prayer for the awakening of our society was by Dr. Andrew Vandermas from Christ Church of the Presbyterian Church of America.